Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients do over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
The Ghetto Boys had a song called Your Mind Is Playing Tricks on You. I don't know if they got a clean version. They made this song a while ago. I don't know if they made clean versions back then. When your mind plays tricks on you, get out of alignment in all areas of your life. So who you're saying you are and who you actually are gets out of alignment. So, for example, let's say you're working out. You got a trainer, you're working out, right? First of all, let me be clear. Working out and having a trainer is two completely different things. But let's say you're working out hard. And let's say you're actually losing weight, but you still see yourself as a fat person. You'll be like, nah, this ain't working. But you actually are losing weight, but you just see yourself as a fat person. How many of y'all know that's a real thing? It's the same thing in business. If you're making money, but you still see yourself as a broke person or a poor person, it's still the same exact thing. So your integrity gets off. Charging less than what you should be charging is an integrity issue. Selling people less than what you know they would deserve is an integrity issue. So for example, somebody like, well, I'm just selling my ebook because they ain't gonna afford it. Well, is your ebook gonna really get them the results? What's the chances of them reading the ebook? Slim to none. So why would you sell it to them? I just don't want to leave no money on the table. That's out of integrity. Because you should never sell anybody anything that's not in their best interest. If somebody, well, I'm just going to sell them my course. Well, what's the chances of them going through your course? It's a 3% chance they're going to go through your course. Industry standard, 3% chance. If you just sell them your course, you're out of integrity. Because they're not going to like activate the results out of it. Does it make sense? Yeah, so you're out of integrity. That's why we don't teach like the upsell funnel and, you know, click here and then, you know, no, but wait, there's more, get this thing. And they'll be like, oh, no, everything you want is in this course. You don't need to buy anything else. And then you buy that and they'll be like, hey, by the way, you should get this too. If you like the last thing, you'll love this thing. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? It's out of alignment. People get you to believe anything because you're out of alignment. People be like, well, you know, such as, and if somebody say something, bro said it earlier, if somebody say something confident enough and you ain't got nothing to stand on, you'll believe it. Your mindset gets out of alignment. Like, winners are going to always find a way to win. Losers are always going to what? Find a way to lose. Now, are people losers? Not necessarily. However, they view themselves as losers. So they're like, well, I done did all these coaching programs. I'm going to give this last one a shot. And if it don't work, it's like, it's not the coaching program. In most cases. Well, no, in some cases. Does it make sense? However, even the worst coaching program you can learn from. If you show up as a winner, who you work with? Working with those less than ideal clients, out of alignment. What you charge, again, out of alignment. So if we say, okay, what do you want to charge? And you say, well, I want to charge this. Well, what are you charging? You're charging way less. Like, why? Because you're out of alignment. So, and then the mirror effect. So how many of you want clients that pay premium prices? How many of you want clients that are decisive? How many of you want clients that take action, that are accountable, that pay on time? What's the best way to attract those type of clients? Be that type of client. Y'all follow me? So for example, one of the many reasons I go so hard on my trainer in the gym is I can't be traveling all over the world talking about discipline and doing this and commitment and being your best self and maxing out. And I jump on stage winded and I'm out of shape. I can't do that. And I ain't no disrespect to nobody else, but that's just me. I can't do that in integrity. I just can't, not me. I'm like, I gotta max out in all areas. Right? I can't be on stage empowering y'all and talking all this good stuff, but my home life sucks. My wife hates me. My kids hate me. No. I'm like, I got to max out in all areas so I can be responsible and show an example in all areas. Again, that's me. Am I saying you got to do that? No. But I'm saying for me to be in alignment and me to be in integrity, I'm like, okay, I got to show up and I got to max out. So the mirror effect, are you being that client? Because a lot of people got financial issues because they got karmic debt. So it's like filling a leaky bucket. So what are you talking about? I see some of y'all looking at me like, what are you talking about? All right, cool. So can I give y'all some examples? We have people that come to us and they be like, look, I'ma just default on this program to pay y'all. It's like, no, that's karmic debt. You owe people money and that's out of integrity. That's karmic debt. Like, that's a seed. And what do we know about when you sow seeds? They come back in what? Multiples. So how are you showing up? People are like, man, I'm working hard, I'm grinding, but it feel like I'm filling a leaky bucket. How many people do you owe? And you're not making, and not only do you owe, you're not even thinking about paying back. You're not even working towards paying them folks. That's the issue. No matter how much harder you work, that karmic debt gonna bury you. So I've been in, so me and bro was talking about the other day, we've been in programs, in the first session, we was like, this ain't it. But we still pay them folks. Never went back to another meeting, never got another coaching call, none, still paid them folks on time. Didn't cancel because we signed an agreement that we understand that this agreement is non-cancelable. We signed that. No matter what came up in our lives, we made a commitment. We can't say, oh, well, this came up in my life, so I can't fulfill my commitment. Like, life don't work like that. And I don't want the karmic debt. It's too expensive. It's too expensive. The interest on that? Nah. Let's pay these folks. Does it make, y'all follow me? All this affects our money mindset. Most people think that mindset is just reciting affirmations and creating vision boards. My brother Dre said something so powerful earlier. He said, you're undefeated at saying them affirmations. However, and we said it, something else clicked. You're undefeated at saying the affirmations, but you know one of the reasons they don't work? Because you're saying them defeated. Yeah, you say them every day, but you're saying them defeated. It's like when people go pray. And they're like, oh my God, Lord, here I am at your feet. I'm at your feet, Lord. These filthy rags. I'm not worthy of it, Lord. But do it for me anyway. I know I'm not. No. It's like, what? That's out of alignment. That ain't what God said about you. Get up. Are you kidding me? Get yourself together. It's the same thing. How many people do that? Like, that's one of the things I hate about church. Everybody in the church talking about this almighty God, but they're defeated. They're filthy rags, and they're this, and they're falling out. Like, that ain't gonna help. Once they get you up, you still gotta go do something. Does this make sense? Are y'all following me? So you're defeated. It don't matter how much you pray. If you're praying from a standpoint of being defeated, doesn't matter. You don't even believe it. However, none of this works for you because you don't believe it and you talk yourself out of it.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.